Over the weekend, the folks with the science magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, once again released their annual prizes. In fact, it's the 31st time they released their list of their Ig Nobel Prizes. To take off, of course, on the regular Nobel Prizes, the organization of the Annals of Improbable Research is based on a scientific humor magazine, which likes to have fun, as it says, honoring achievements that first make people laugh and then perhaps makes them think. That's the idea of the Ig Nobel Prizes that are awarded. And so we want to let you know what the Annals of Improbable Research found when it came to scientific research and presentations that were done in the past year. They received some of the prizes. So here you go. For example, the biology prize went to a Swedish researcher who was analyzing the variations of cat vocalizations while communicating with humans. Actual scientific study and research. The ecology prize went to a team using genetic analysis to compare the different species of bacteria found on discarded chewing gum recovered from paved surfaces in various countries around the world.
I wouldn't want to have to do that research.
How would you like to be conducting that research?
No. Oh, God.
The chemistry prize went to a group who used chemical analysis to test whether bodily odors created by a movie theater audience could be used to track incidents of violence, sexuality, drug use, and profanity in films.
Oh.
There's one for you.
Yeah, there are.
Call up your professors at CMU and tell them to include that in the next class. The economics prize, again, from the Annals of Improbable Research, and that's Ig Nobel Prizes given out. The economics prize presented to a man who led a study that suggests the obesity of a country's politicians can be used to indicate the level of corruption within the country.
Oh, yeah, all right. Bet you there is something there.
The fatter the cat, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
The medicine prize.
Hey, wait, by the way, Charlie, you remember the Meisterburger, Burgermeister?
Oh, gosh, yes.
He's kind of obese, right?
And Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he was.
I'm just saying.
Weren't more corrupt than that. But remember, he just eventually
died off.
He went away. Problem solved. The medicine prize was awarded to a group for a study to demonstrate how sexuality could be used as an effectant decongestant medicine to improve nasal breathing.
Mm, really?
Never connected the two, but that's, again, the Ig Nobel Prize. The Peace Prize was given to a team of U.S. researchers. How nice.
Oh, very good.
Testing the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from getting punched in the face.
You now know.
Pat Johnston, can we test that theory? We'd like to take a shot at Pat.
I know there are a few out there who would.
The Physics Prize went to a team of researchers who conducted experiments to learn why pedestrians do not constantly collide with other pedestrians.
Okay.
That's the physics head.
All right.
There was a correlating kinetics prize that went to a different team of researchers who looked into why pedestrians sometimes do collide with other pedestrians.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
They're texting and walking.
My guess is that. Probably a lot of social media. A couple more prizes. The entomology prize was awarded to a group of researchers who authored a study titled A New Method of Cockroach Control on Submarines. Scientific research actually being done. And finally, the transportation prize from the Annals of Improbable Research for the Ig Nobel Prize ceremonies. The transportation prize given to a team of researchers who conducted experiments to determine whether it was safer to airlift a rhinoceros with the animal being upside down instead of being right side up.
Hmm.
which is actually how I came onto the story, because there was a picture of a rhinoceros upside down in a harness underneath a helicopter. I'm like, what is this?
Are they thinking that this will be a better trip for the rhinoceros? Save gas?
I don't know. maybe it's better for the researchers to put the animal in the harness upside down. I don't know.
I think it'd be less likely to slip out of the harness if it were right side up.
Again,
you'd have the strap between the legs and, you know, around it as opposed to around the back. I would think that that could, I don't know. I just, you know.
If anyone's interested, they can do further research, I'm sure, and find out. But that's, again, the Annals of Improbable Research and its Ig Nobel Prizes over the weekend.
Does the rhino still get his complimentary drink?
Hey, if you flew me upside down, you better give me the drink
first. Probably had a shot, a tranquilizer.